It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Well, that's weird. All of a sudden, we can't hear this CD player. Huh. Wonder what's going on. I know why. How's that? I had the wrong one up. Hey, welcome to Speak Out 2.0. It gets a little crazy here sometimes. This is a Motivational Monday. It is October the 17th. We're live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce. And a couple things to tell you about tonight, sports-wise. The Broncos and the Chargers at 4:30 on KNTR Sports, 94.3 or 100.5, depending upon where you live. And a couple things going on around our community. This Thursday, the Bighorn Trek 2022 Job Fair with music and food and festivals happens at the Kingman MCC campus from 10 o'clock in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. Call 866-664-2832. And there's a major joint mixer at the Realtors Building on Hancock Road, also on Thursday night. 1305 Hancock Road, 5:30 to 7. Call the Bullhead Chamber if you have questions, 928-754-4121. And also on Thursday, kind of a community pumpkin patch festival at Anderson Ford, and that's all I know about it. It's there, so I don't even have a phone number for you to call or times. Then Thursday, there's also an evening mixer in Kingman at the Sundowner Saloon, 5:30. Kicks off. Call the Kingman Chamber, 928-753-6253. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. If you want to enter the world of health care, talk to Legacy. They can hire you and through MCC train you while you work, while you get paid, to be a certified nursing assistant. Yeah, all while you're getting a paycheck. So Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapist, occupational therapist, and speech therapist. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know somebody who might need those services or wants to become a certified nursing assistant, call 928-763-1404. Barron Services, experts in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial. Experts in pools, home or commercial. Experts in pest solution, home or commercial. And Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. Alarm system, pools, and pest solutions. Call Barron Services, 928-758-5499. Mojave Mortgage, are you looking for some money? Vacation home, a pool, an add-on? Well, call the founder and CEO, Chad Hansen, at Mojave Mortgage, 928-288-2691. Let's say you want $280,000. You go in, you sit down at his desk, you start filling out some paperwork. All of a sudden, you look up, he's gone. Well, nope, there's no window, there's no door. His chair's a dumbwaiter. It goes down into the vault where he gets your $280,000, puts it on a silver platter, brings it up, and hands it to you. It's that simple at Mojave Mortgage. Almost. Call him at 928-288-2691. Get some of Chad's money. All right, now into the studio. And as always on a Monday, we play one group, one artist. And today, because Saturday night, these guys are at the Laughlin Event Center. It's Hall & Oates. Baby. And our guests today, for the first half hour, we have Clay Parker and Dennis Morin. And you guys are, is that right?
Moyer.
And you guys are co-chair of the Scream in the Dark?
He is the actual chair of the Scream in the Dark event inside Cornfest. I am the co-chair of Cornfest. So real quick, Hall & Oates is great, but are you trying to torture me? You play Let It Be. a song that's guaranteed to get stuck into your head all day, and you have to play an instrumental version.
Yeah.
You're killing me, Larry. Come on now. You're killing me. Yeah,
well, you too can come in and complain if you want.
Yeah. I'm going to be driving home now singing "Let It Be."
Yeah,
Let It Be.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I got to ride in the car with.
Oh, well, that's what I was going to say. As long as there's nobody in the car with you.
Dennis may not like that too much.
Maybe you should just hum it.
Yeah. Cornfest 2022 coming up this Friday. We open up 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Friday. 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday. A lot of stuff going on. Sponsored by Living Waters Hospice, our sixth year being our title sponsor without them, and all the rest of our sponsors. I was able to list all of those the last time I was on the air.
And by the way, if you've never been to the Cornfest out there, this is one of the biggest events that happens in Bullhead City. So
very much so.
It's at Gary Keith Park at Highway 95 and Marina. You can't miss it. And what about beer? Are you going to do beer this year?
Nope. Bring your own.
Isn't that amazing?
Bring your own. In 2020, when we couldn't get the liquor license, I think we said this last time we were on there, but more importantly, we noticed a lot more families doing things together at the event, and the whole event is supposed to be,
families.
It's a family event.
Right.
So, anyways, we got a lot of stuff going on. We'll have a kid zone, teen zone, petting zoo. Food vendors, retail vendors, axe throwing trailer, live music. We got the Bullheads. Bullheads got talent competition, semifinals and finals going on, respectively Friday and Saturday. Black Cat X playing on Saturday afternoon. Gig Butt playing Saturday night. Kid Nick playing Friday night. What I came here to talk about today was one of the largest events. If you're driving down 95 and you see a big blue tent with a lot of work being done on it, that is where this man comes into play. Our Scream in the Dark Haunted House presented by Tri-State AC Hero.
You know them, huh?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I've been with them now for... They were our sponsor long before this, but I went to work for them about a year ago. Love it. Loving every minute of it. It's a great place to work.
And that tent you're talking about will be the one that has plywood sides.
Yep.
Because inside is the Scream in the Dark.
Plywood inside. Yeah. It does have the soft side. Real big. Quick shout out to Praise Chapel. Pastor Cates and his team over there supplying those tents. Get them put up for us.
Right.
They do a phenomenal job every year. We can't do it without them. But so basically when we brought Cornfest back about 6 years ago, we wanted to do a scare zone. The day of the event, it wasn't going well at all.
Okay.
And knowing that Dennis over here likes to decorate houses and stuff for Halloween, I called him in a panic and said, "Get over here. I need your help."
I didn't do much help, but I was there.
Yeah. He showed up, saved the day, made the haunt work, and then ever since then, he's taken it over. We changed the name to Scream in the Dark, and the rest is all history.
And now what day are the younger kids allowed in? With a little bit more...
That'll be Saturday.
Less scary.
Yeah, Saturday between 3 and 5. The littles can come in. I think it's 3 tickets. Cheers. Adults are free.
Put that microphone right in front of your mouth.
Oh.
There we go.
Hear me now?
Yep.
Yeah, so Saturday from 3 to 5, the littles can come in. It's 3 tickets just for the little kids. The adults don't have to pay. They go in. We'll give them a bag. All the monsters are in their rooms. Not scary at all. Lights are on. They can go and get candy and trick-or-treat throughout the whole event. Between 3 and 5.
Okay.
And it's been great. The little kids that want to go in but they're too scared, they can go in and take a look and see how it's decorated and all the cool stuff that we have inside.
Any idea how many littles you had come in last year?
A few hundred of them.
Yeah.
And the thing is, that started as a spur of the moment thing. That's what was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was second year that we had the haunt. We got a lot of people going, "Hey, the age limit is this. I got little kids. And
right.
So one day we were sitting in a meeting, and I think it was like 2 weeks before the event, and we're like, "You know what? Let's open it up at from 3 to 5 and let kids trick or treat."
Right.
And even in just 2 weeks of promoting that, the amount of kids, the little kids we had come through that, it was great.
Good.
So it's something that we've now continued every single year.
Yeah. And it's one thing that's made for children that don't want to be scared.
Right.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. We don't have a lot of that in our town, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and then if this isn't big enough weekend for you, on Halloween you have Trunk or Treat.
Yeah, Trunk or Treat, and the haunt will be open too. Haunt times. I'll go ahead and let Dennis talk about a little bit about his haunt times there.
So during Cornfest, the haunt will be open from dusk when it gets dark to 10 o'clock on Friday.
Okay.
And then Saturday, 3 to 5 for the littles, and then from dark until 11 o'clock on Saturday.
Okay.
And then we'll be open again. I'm hoping we get some people out there. We'll be open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and on Halloween from dark until
the
9
following
o'clock.
Week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
So your monsters get to take Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off.
Exactly.
Anytime that the monsters don't have school the next day.
Yeah, because most of the monsters are all from the high school and
drama
the,
department,
you know,
or something.
Yeah, drama, just kids.
Student council,
stuff like that. So they come out and they help out. And, you know, some of those kids, they get college credit for doing community work and everything. So it works out great for them. And they get to have some fun scaring people. So.
Yeah, they do. So you have student council, Lipinski's crew, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. Lipinski's crew doing that.
Good.
Do want to take a quick minute. There is a bunch of more sponsors that we have for specifically for the Scream in the Dark. Without you guys, of course, well, you know, we can't put this on.
Who are they?
So D-Place, Premier Backhoe, Black Mountain Realty, Drip Medic, Mojave Marketplace, Calzone Fence, Tri-State Hose Fittings, and Ergen's Law. Shout out, special thanks to Ace Hardware, who has helped us, and Home Depot, who has both helped us get things for that we needed to build the haunt.
Right.
Either as a donation or at a discounted rate. So
okay.
Those are the ones specifically for Scream in the Dark.
And do you save a lot for next year?
Oh, yeah.
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 Okay. Yeah. But I also want to give a shout out to the AOBI school, because without those kids coming over and helping me build, because, you know, that's what they're there at their school for, is
right.
to learn to build and be creative and everything. So they come out and they help us build, and they get the experience of using the tools and everything that
right.
they're going to use in their lives after they graduate high school. And without those guys, I mean, we'd probably still be building it right now. So
for sure.
And it's cool that a school participates in
yes.
building it. Then
yeah.
you've got high school students from Mojave in it.
Yep.
As
exactly.
actors. And,
yep.
and it's become a pretty good fundraiser for the Academy as well,
yeah.
Academy of
yeah.
Building Industries. You know, we've partnered with them 3 years ago. They started just helping us tear it down. Then the next year, you know, after they got the experience with that, they wanted to come in and help us build. This is their second year helping us build. Sean Kilpatrick and Louis Oliverio, our two building foremen, they were the first couple years of this, they built it themselves. So
oh.
they are just as much appreciative of the AOBI
yeah.
kids as everyone else.
I'll
and
bet.
Sean and Louis are great. I show up to the site when the kids are there. They're sitting in a chair and they're like, you show up. You know, we're just sitting here. I promise you we're working. I'm like, you know what? If you guys are sitting down, then they're doing their job. So that's a good
right.
thing.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Fabulous. I'm excited. I've not been through it, but I think maybe.
You're going this year.
This year I'll have
you got to try out that, you know.
Yeah,
heart
see
thing.
How the heart works? Clay gives me such a bad time about my heart. So.
Hey, I've been there, buddy.
I know.
I've been there.
Yeah, and you made me think for sure they were going to go through the groin, and then we go up there and meet the guy, and he goes, this will be open heart. And I went, Clay lied to me. Okay, stick around. We're going to come right back. If you have questions, 702-298-1063.
It's burgers, fries, and pie at Perkins in Bullhead City. The Breakfast Burger, Classic Hamburger, Barbecue Tangler Burger, Smokehouse Bacon Double Cheeseburger, and Classic Cheeseburger, all with fries and pie. Only at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City. Pick your burger, cook the way you like it, with fries, and pick your perfect slice of pie. Now, add your favorite Coca-Cola. You walk out stuffed. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you, with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
Tuesday, November 8th is Election Day, and Mojave Electric Cooperative would like to remind you to vote the full ballot. To ensure safe, reliable, and affordable power, be sure to vote the Arizona Corporation Commission election on your ballot. The ACC commissioners oversee the state utilities, and we request your support in voting for those who support cooperative principles like reliability, co-op flexibility, affordability, and all types of generation. Please remember to vote November 8th.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
Kitchen Bath & Beyond has been remodeling kitchen and bathrooms in the lower Colorado River Valley since 2005. Complete beautiful new custom floor, complete beautiful new custom cabinets, complete beautiful new custom countertops. Homes, mobiles, and even commercial need a new, beautiful, functioning bathroom and kitchen. The number one company on the river to call is Kitchen Bath & Beyond. Come see their showroom. Call 928-788-1000. That's 928-788-1000.
Rich girl, and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway.
Yes, I have my tickets, and I get to see them sing this live Saturday night at the Laughlin Event Center. If you need tickets, call the Edge Aquarius. Oh, I don't have the Aquarius number here. I thought I did. Well, or call the Edgewater. Either one of them's got tickets. 702-298-2453 if you want to see Hall & Oates this Saturday night. Sing this live. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by East West Financial Services. Do you want help with retirement planning? Well, that's what East West Financial Services specializes in. Retirement planning, estate planning, and principal protection. In Kingman and in Bullhead City, he's got two offices. He's been doing this for 30 years, 20 of it right here in Mojave County. He actually has customers all over the U.S. Doesn't cost you a dime to sit down and talk with him. Call him up at 928-888-9828. Ladies, don't forget, tomorrow is your day for a free lunch and learn presented by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center at 1130 at the Anderson Fieldhouse. Ladies, learn about hormones and women's health, along with, you're going to be learning that from Dr. Philip Bassa. Reserve your seat today because they're filling. And you may go tomorrow and not have a seat if your name's on the list. Call 928-763-0282. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Ah, the summer temperatures. I mean, it was a weird weekend, wasn't it? Rain and everything else. How is your Swamper and your AC going to make it through the summer? In Bullhead City and Needles, people call Arizona Comfort Solutions. Let them service your comfort tools and keep you comfortable. That thermostat, that AC, that Swamper, that's what they specialize in. Call one number, Arizona Comfort Solutions, 928-758-2400. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Oh, relax and rejuvenate awaits for you at the spa at Laughlin Ranch. Indulge yourself with a massage, a facial, a full body treatment, or a pedicure. Yes, they have a fall special. Ask about it. The spa at Laughlin Ranch is the littlest blessing at Laughlin Ranch. Check it out, laughlinranch.com. All right, back in the studio, and we've got Clay and Dennis, and we're mainly talking Scream in the Dark, which is a part of Cornfest.
Yeah, it is.
To start
it's,
with.
It's by far one of the biggest draws and one of the biggest events that we have there in Cornfest. And this man, along with his co-chair, Josh Tooley, just amazing. I basically sit back and go, yeah, you can buy that, and that's about it. And it's the only part of the event that I have to walk into and go, what do you need me to do?
Oh, okay.
It's the only one that I'm basically not standing up on a hay bale going, this goes here, this goes here, this goes here. I have.
Right.
It's him, man. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what I'd do without him.
Yeah. Well, I know, having sold cotton candy and hot dogs there for our Kiwanis Club, the morning club, that you can see the line start forming early in the day to get in there.
They start pretty early. I mean, you want to get a line, and the wait can be long. And it can. We try to get people through as quickly as we can.
Sure.
But, you know, we don't want to rush it either. So right. we you don't you know get the experience to get scared and get that heart pumping and everything. But yeah, they line up pretty early. They'll line up around 4:30, 5 o'clock before it gets dark.
And you mentioned on Saturday the little kids get to go through for free,
yep.
but the rest of the time, once you open it to the public, adults and what, junior high and high
yep.
school kids, I guess.
Anybody can go through it
What's
at night.
What so is the ticket price then?
It's 7 tickets, and it's 3 tickets for the littles. So
oh, okay.
3 tickets, the littles can go through. The adults are free.
During trick-or-treat.
During the trick-or-treat.
During trick-or-treat.
Yep. So between 3 and 5, when the littles can go through, when it's lights on, they are 3 tickets just for the kids. The adults can go with the kids without
right.
paying anything. And then once it's dark, whoever wants to go through, wait in line, 7 tickets.
Yeah. 7 tickets.
And just for the listeners that are going to come out the days of Corn Fest, there are no wristbands and no cash taken at the haunt. It is tickets only.
Right.
So that's one of the main questions we got. I'm going to have a lot of signage out there this year about it. But, yeah, no tickets, no cash. It is 7 tickets per person to go through. And he tries to send them through in groups, which is
yeah.
really good because, I mean, you know, you open the door and it's a free-for-all. You know, it's there are different aspects of the haunt that will be lost.
I'm thinking you're going to separate groups so that
yeah,
some people get through and you're not going to see them when you go in.
Right, right. Yeah. And you know, we've had the issue before where kids will go in and they want their friends, so they'll wait. And so it's not going to happen this year. They're going to get pushed along. They're not going to wait for their friends. So if you're going to come to the haunt, make sure you pick your friend now because 6 people can go through the haunt at one time.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that'll be the group. And it may even get smaller than that. We might try four people, but we're going to, right now it's 6
okay.
at a time.
Yeah, and make sure your group is together before you go in the line
yeah.
because if you're in the middle of the line and your group shows up, you're going to the back of the line. That was a really, really big issue that we had last year. Caused a lot of problems in
one
our line.
One person standing in line, 5 others
right.
walk up.
Exactly,
yeah.
exactly. No. Have your group before you enter the tent or enter the line, have your group together so that we can facilitate everyone in and out. Because I mean that wait is long. Obviously not
sure.
as long as it was in 2020. When we had to have a bunch more separation. But that line does back up pretty quickly.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. You're all ready for Saturday?
I'm getting there. I still have a lot of work to do and everything. So when I get done here with you, Larry, I'll be going right straight to the tent. I've been there pretty much for the past. Since September, the end of September.
Wow.
I've been there. I go to work for a few hours, and then I go down there, and I work until 6:30 at night and go home, go to work, do the same thing, rinse,
wow.
repeat.
Anybody in the community that knows how to handle a drill, come on down. We can use all the help we can get.
Oh, yeah. You're still looking for people to help you?
We're just on that down slope now. So hopefully, we can get, with the hands that we have now, we hopefully can get it completed by then. So
okay.
it's just a lot of decorating and everything, getting the rooms ready. So
yeah, but again, for the littles is what time on Saturday?
3 to 5.
3 to 5. So yep. they can come in there and not get scared to death.
Correct.
It'll be a few things to entertain them, but
yep.
they'll leave with their skin attached and their heart yes.
Exactly.
Okay, all information on the haunt can be found at cornfestbhc.com. Just click on Haunted House. Our prices, our tickets, all of our haunt times, and the haunt rules, too.
Oh, okay.
So, are all listed on our website. So, check it out, cornfestbhc.com.
There you go. We'll see you next time.
Sounds
next
good.
Year.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, Larry.
Stick around. We'll be right back.
Everyone enjoys their perfect temperature at home or work. However, sometimes you need help getting that perfect temperature. Arizona Comfort Solutions serves residential or commercial, servicing your whole system. Arizona Comfort Solutions can fine-tune your thermostats, air conditioning units, or swamp coolers, keeping you cool all summer. In Bullhead City and Needles, call 928-758-2400. 928-758-2400.
When you need an electrician, you want experience, you want quality work, and you want a fair price. Those are the same qualities at Walker Service Electric. Keith Walker takes pride in his team, their quality work, and the final price. He has for 27 years serving all of Mojave County, residential, commercial, industrial, repairs, upgrades, or new construction. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444. Put the number in your cell. You never know. 928-718-9444.
Have you, your friends, and coworkers tried ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall? Beats any drive-thru. Check out the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu, plus protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends.
For value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at Loftland Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
They're coming. They're coming.
Oh, no, it's the zombies. Look out, there's one of them now. Escape the zombie horde at the Mojave County Fairgrounds Friday and Saturday, October 21st and 22nd from 5 to 9 p.m. Tickets $10 in advance, $13 at the door. Can you make it through? All proceeds benefit Friends of Mojave County Animal Shelter. Get your tickets online at friendsofmcas.org. For more info and ticket locations, call 928-716-4651.
Yes.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. My guests are just making it in because they were busy talking to Clay and Dennis out there. A couple things to tell you about. There's a special event, liquor license class. This is for nonprofits. This will be at the Kingman Police Department Training Room at 10 o'clock on Friday morning. Call the Chamber if you want more information, 928-753-6253. That room's kind of small, so it may fill up. So if you have a nonprofit that likes a liquor license, go to that class. There's a Halloween carnival on the Friday night also at Mojave Valley Fire Department from 5 until 8. And if you want to go out there and have a good time, if you have questions, call the Mojave Valley Fire Department at 928-768-9113. And then the boys in the Colorado River, the Kiwanis Club of the Colorado River, has the Corn Fest this Friday and Saturday night. Gary Keith Park, 5 to 10 Friday, 10 to 10 Saturday. Call Clay, call me, call anybody in the new Kiwanis Club. And then at Fort Mojave on Saturday, they're building the Kaboom Park. So if you like to build or you want to help them, it's going to be from 8 o'clock till 3:30. Call Autumn at 928-763-4111. All right, back then. Here we go. Each and every day, Speak Out is brought to you by Walker Service Electric. Yeah. The teams, they got them all over the place. Havasu, Bullhead, and Kingman, all areas in between. Walker Service Electric services homes, commercial businesses, apartments, condos, mobiles, and new construction. Highline Power. If you need an electrician, think about Walker Service Electric. Just call one number. They're available 24/7, 928-718-9444. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. It's burger, fries, and pie time. Yes, 5 different burgers for you to choose from. Add cheese, add bacon, then the fries are included, and then you pick your piece of pie. It's included too. Yes, if you like burgers, head to Perkins, plus over 100 Coca-Cola products. What a great way to end the summer. And don't forget, Fridays is all-you-can-eat fish fry. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling, service in Mojave County since 1988 with recycle yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. They buy aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts, plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins and dumpsters, debris removal bins, construction site bins, and business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling, go to bulldogdisposal.com or call 928-753-6786. Mojave Electric Cooperative and TWN are partnering to bring you fast, reliable internet, digital phones, and TV streaming service. Find out if they're coming to your area. Pre-register today at TWNcom.com or slash Mojave or call 888-227-2095. All right, now in the studio, and we have John
Sancelli.
You got one of your ears. Plug ears. You're not hearing me in your left ear. Flip it around. There you go. Oh, okay. He's going to get set here. There, now. Now you can hear me in both ears. How's that?
Oh, that's fine. What'd you say?
Okay. So John is the president of the Mojave County Canine Foundation.
Yep.
And you basically provide the canines and everything goes with them.
Right.
The Mojave County Sheriff's Office, what do they have, five right now?
Yeah, we have five.
Five canines. Yeah. And the sheriff's office, other than the vehicle, they don't do anything. I have it right up here.
Okay.
They don't do anything for the canines except your money.
Right.
You guys buy the canines, and you pay for their food, and you pay for their vets.
Correct.
And a canine runs about how much?
Well, with training, it's about $25,000.
Wow.
And we get our dogs from Europe, and they are pre-trained for a couple weeks, and then they come to the United States. And they go through another 6 to 8 weeks of training.
Right.
And all of our dogs are multi-purpose. In other words, we do apprehension, drugs. We find lost people.
Right.
They do everything.
Okay. So. And because some dogs specialize in, like the Phoenix Police Department has some dogs.
Right.
They specialize in body recovery.
Right.
And so you have dogs that specialize in different things.
Yes.
But yours are multi.
Ours are multi-purpose.
And helping you raise money is Eva Corbett from
Friends of the Mojave County Sheriff's Canine Unit.
Okay. And you have something coming up real soon.
Yes. On October the 29th, Saturday, October 29th, we're going to celebrate our 10th annual Halloween Pet Costume Contest. And that's going to be at Tractor Supply. We're back at Tractor Supply.
On Hancock Road.
On Hancock Road. And they are excited to have us back. We kind of opened the store in, when we started. Our first events, though, were not under the canine. We didn't have a canine foundation then. We were just working directly with the sheriff's department. And our sheriff at that time was McCabe. And I also worked for Sheehan, which was before
right.
McCabe. Mm-hmm. So this is my fourth sheriff, I believe, isn't it?
I think it's.
Yeah, probably. Four.
Fourth sheriff. And we've been raising money. I hope that we've raised a lot. I think we've raised probably 10,000 maybe, 20,000.
Over the years?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. Our event this time, our goal is $2,000.
Okay.
And we'll be there from 1 to 4.
You asked me to be a judge and it's not on the list.
Yeah, would you like to be a judge?
You already asked me. I said I would.
Would ya? Well, I didn't know that.
How soon she forgot?
You got to be there.
You know, I've been begging and begging and begging for judges, especially male judges, because all the women, of course, want to be judges.
Yeah, you got Hildy, and you got Carol Finkenstein, and you got Rose Jacobs.
Rose Jacobs,
and you're going to pull Jack Hakem out of retirement?
Well, you know, I haven't been able to reach him. Have you seen him or talked to him?
No, but he has a phone.
Jack, I don't have his phone number.
Oh.
But, Jack, I want to invite you. This would be your ninth year, I believe.
Wow.
You missed last year, but you were there all the other times.
Okay. Well, I'd say give him a call and or send him an email.
I've been doing that. Oh. I've been on Facebook and
Messenger. I don't know if he's on Facebook a whole lot.
Messenger, maybe?
I don't see him on Facebook a whole lot.
Can you give me his contact information?
Better, I'll call him and have him call
you. Would you please do that?
We can do that.
That'll
okay.
work.
Okay, so what time does this kick off on the 29th?
We are going to be there at 1 o'clock. Judges have to arrive at 12.
Okay. An hour before?
Well, because we're getting pizza donated.
Oh, okay. You're going to feed us.
We're getting Italian salad donated.
Italian salad. Where would that be coming from John?
San Chelli's Diner.
one of our guys is bringing cookies.
Okay.
So, and we're excited. Are you coming?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. You asked me several weeks ago.
I know. I did.
Okay.
I did.
I said I would.
Okay, but I didn't get the I would part.
Okay. And then you have prizes for the costumes?
Yes, $100 for first place.
Okay.
$50 for second place and $25 for third place.
How many dogs do you expect?
Our most was 65.
Oh, wow.
But we also had two little pigs, little potbelly pigs.
Yeah.
And we had two cats and one turtle. The turtle was just had wings on. It was an angel turtle.
Oh, okay. So
and, of course, we had this wolf show up one year.
It does say...
A couple of years, actually.
It does say pet costume.
Yeah,
so,
pet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Does Mr. Schuster, the Sheriff Schuster, make it to this event?
I don't think he's going to be able to make it this year.
Okay.
But he's there in spirit of always. Always.
Oh, yeah.
He was there in 19, and, you know, COVID hit us in 20 and 21.
Oh, yeah.
So we were kind of shut down for that. But anyway, we're back.
Okay.
And we're excited, and we hope that everybody will come out. It's a free entry, by the way.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to pay to get there. Get in.
Do they register online or just show up that day?
No, just show up that day. Show up at 1 o'clock, and we'll have people there to sign you in.
Okay.
And, of course, we'll be collecting donations for the foundation.
Okay.
And we're going to also have a 50-50 drawing and raffle. A bunch of raffle items are being donated by different vendors.
Good. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, this is exciting.
And you're going to be a judge.
What is your goal to donate this year?
2,000.
2,000.
Yeah, I've already given him, what, 400 or 500?
300.
300 cash, and I've got 200 promised from, I should say it on the radio, right?
Sure.
From...
Oh, look at that. Yeah, he's holding the cash up in front of me here.
So I go around begging for money all year, you know. But,
okay.
But during this time, people kind of run away from me. But they know I'm going to be collecting. Okay.
Okay. John, what does it cost during the year to take care of 5 dogs?
Oh, gosh.
Well, it's there's no set limit on what we spent. One of our dogs just had to go to a Las Vegas veterinarian. The dog had Lyme's disease, I believe.
Oh, my goodness.
And that was $6,000.
Oh.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they gave us a break up there. The bill would have been $9,000, but they gave it to us for $6,000. So, you know, the cost of food, veterinary services, equipment.
Special training.
Yeah, and they train every month.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And, you know, believe it or not, we've been training at the Colorado Bell.
How
exciting
awesome.
Is that?
How
I
awesome.
I want to go with you guys.
To be able to use that facility,
right?
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Security usually shows up. They let us in.
Right.
You know, we do a bad guy find.
Sure.
Yeah.
Normally, the bad guy will put a bite suit on, and when the dog finds him, he screams.
Right.
Well, you screamed too.
Yeah,
I
did one time when McCabe had a dog, and came to the fire prevention fair. Somewhere there's a picture of him hanging off my arm.
Oh, were you the dummy? I mean, were you?
Yes, I was. Yeah,
you probably
was
really a dummy.
I was the dummy that said yes, no problem. And then when that dog's charging at you at about 40 miles an hour, you're rethinking your volunteerism real quick.
Yeah.
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 We've had them do demonstrations at the Tractor Supply. You know, Tractor Supply is not that big of a place, but they clear it all out for us, and we're inside. We're not outside because you never know what the weather's going to be like on the 29th, right? Mm-hmm. But I brought some pictures to show you of different things that we've done over the years.
Well, can you show those on the radio?
Sure,
yeah,
no problem.
Yeah, would you show those on the radio? And these are,
Eva, just hold them up to your microphone.
Can you see that? Is it in focus?
Yeah, you can see.
Yeah,
he
that's perfect. See. 3 listeners just text me. That's a cute picture.
Oh, that is great. Yeah. Well, you know, we've had the same, almost the same judges now for the last 9 years. And here's one with Jack in it, picture with Jack.
Oh, yeah. Jack Kakeham.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he's been, like I said, he's been from the beginning. It's just that
you want to see?
I think he's been ill, so we need to get hold of Jack. Jack, if you're listening, please, please call me, 928-758-8464.
Okay. All right. If not, I'll get in touch with him today and make sure he calls you.
Okay.
This is your cell, 714?
Yeah, that's
okay,
my 321. Cell number.
Okay, 321. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So when the public shows up, what do you expect them to do? Or do they decorate their dog then or bring it decorated?
Okay,
or?
The good part is that some people, the little dogs, they're fine being dressed up. Big dogs, not so much. But we do have 3 Great Danes coming.
Wow.
They come every year. And one of them won last couple years. He wore the lion outfit.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah. And he gorgeous. He looked just like a lion.
These people must go online and buy these outfits.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
They spend hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
But they want to win, see?
Well, all right. They win $100 and
yeah.
It costs them $200 and they won $100. They're
and they get their picture in the paper.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I guess if you want your dog on the front page, you'll pay for it, huh?
Also, some of our clients, I mean, some of our owners, human owners, dress up, too.
Oh, do they? To match the dog?
Yeah, one I'm dressed up in a pink tutu. It was a guy.
Oh. His name was Larry.
No, it wasn't Larry. All right, let's take a break. We're going to come right back and chat some more with these two, talking with the John from the Mojave County Sheriff's Office K-9 Foundation and Eva, who's raising some money for him. Stick around. We're going to come right back. Paul Lavoie is up next. He's got Jim in there helping him today. And they're going to have the police chief from Lake Havasu and the fire chief from Lake Havasu in studio live with both of them. The number down there, if you want to call the Chiefs, 854-5687. Our number here, if you want to call in and ask a question of these guests, 702-298-1063. Stick around. We're going to come right back. Don't forget, Hall & Oates this Saturday night.
Bulldog Disposal and Recycling has been servicing Mojave County since 1988 with recycling yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. Why toss out things that can bring you cash? Aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts. Plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters. Debris removal bins, construction site bins, business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling at your service. BulldogDisposal.com or 928-753-6786.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is currently in tip-top shape. Enjoy Arizona's number 4 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time now. Open early summer hours, 928-754-1243 or laughlinranch.com.
Retirement and estate planning can be complicated. Hello, I'm Jack Mafauer, founder of East West Financial. I specialize in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection, guaranteed retirement income, and investments with principal protection and final expenses. I have over 30 years' experience with many different plans available. Some plans even start paying immediately. Call me. Talking and questions are free at East West Financial. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is looking to hire a speech-language pathologist, physical therapist, and a certified occupational therapy assistant. You'll provide in-house therapy focusing on patients with low productivity, and you're guaranteed 30 hours per week with great benefits, including a matching 401k. Call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City today at 928-763-1404 or apply online at thelegacyrehab.com. That's thelegacyrehab.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. You talked, we listened. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. If you took advantage of the low interest rates within the past 2 years and don't want to change the terms of your first mortgage, but you still want cash to build that RV garage or casita, fear not. Mojave Mortgage now has a home equity line of credit available. For more information, visit MojaveMortgages.com or call 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
As we heat up, the bugs are out. If they're in your home or business, you have a problem. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. The last thing you want is a visitor or customer seeing unwanted guests crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. Safe, effective, and pet-friendly treatments that turn termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. 758-5499. Solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Tomorrow on the program, we have Bullhead City Police Department Corporal Eddie Espinoza, who is a trained expert in domestic violence and teaches that at the Fire Academy. for those that are interested, he'll give us some stories and some numbers and whatnot. So that's tomorrow on Speak Out 2.0 right here in the Laughlin Mall. Each and every day we're brought to you by TWN Communications. Yeah. Growing in our service area. Well, they're growing their service in our area. How's that? Is TWN available for you? Well, you got to take the first step and sign up. You're not committing to anything. You're just saying, keep me up to date. Go to TWNcom.com/Mojave and sign up. Then they'll keep you up to date when they're coming to your neighborhood. Or if you want, you can call 888-227-2095. Or you can stop by their offices on Silver Creek Road right behind Glamar Inn. The Laughlin Outlet Mall, your place for shopping and for lunch. Downstairs, you're going to find three restaurants, plus the ice cream store in the corner. Upstairs, thrift shop to the Watchman, sports items to famous shoes, sunglasses to Rue 21, plus five businesses on the front of the mall facing Casino Drive. Kitchen, Bath, and Beyond. Remodeling kitchen and bath on the Colorado River since 2005. A new custom floor or new custom cabinets or new custom countertops interest you. They do homes, mobile homes, and even commercial. And if you need a beautiful, new, functioning bathroom or kitchen, call one number. Call Glenn, 928-788-1000. 928-788-1000. Call Kitchen, Bath, and Beyond. Pro Fit Kitchen, the healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. Last week, I didn't get a number yet, but I tried to. They donated money to Shop with a First Responder in Fort Mojave, which is a part of Valley View Hospital and Classic Air. And they donated to that on the 11th. And, of course, it was matched by Mojave Mortgage. They're going to do that again next month. And I believe next month is Toys for Tots. So if you haven't tried out Mojave if you haven't tried out Pro Fit Kitchen, you need to go up there and have lunch. Check it out. In the Riverview Mall, right up the top of the hill, you can also go to Pro Fit Kitchen. Got to spell it right, KITCHIN.com. All right, back in the studio, we got about 6 minutes left with our guests here. And, John, you just handed me a flyer for your car show. And this is also a fundraiser for the canine unit.
Correct.
And this is November 6th, and that's at Mojave Marketplace.
Correct.
And got a DJ and demonstrations and Canine Foundation t-shirts and Hero Dogs on sale and raffles and surprise activities and food and fun.
Yes, and that's our biggest fundraiser of the year.
Oh, really?
Is our big canine car show. We'll have the dogs will be there. We're going to be doing two demos that day.
How many dogs do you think you'll have there?
We should have all five dogs there.
Oh, okay. All right.
And we now have a booth dog that people can pet.
Which is a retired dog?
No, he was specially trained. Her name is Tundra. She was specially trained to be a booth dog.
Oh, okay.
So people could pet her. She's 2 years old. And the kids sit down and take pictures with her and pet her, and she's just a sweetheart. But Henry Longbreak is the owner of that dog, and he volunteers this time and sits with her.
Okay.
And she's just been amazing.
Well, how exciting is that?
We're gonna have a photo op booth.
Oh, it's your event?
Yeah.
Okay. And give us the date of your event again. This one here, your fundraiser at Mojave Marketplace is November 6th.
November 6th.
And yours is?
Saturday, October the 29th.
Okay.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
All right. So you still got time to go to hunt trunk or treats at night.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
1 to 3.
Yeah.
And it's at?
Tractor Supply, Bullhead City Tractor Supply. Stan is the manager there, and he is excited about us being there.
Okay. Excellent. I'm excited. You got two big fundraisers back-to-back, 2 months in a row, John.
Yep.
What are you going to do in December, take the month off?
I'm trying to retire,
Larry. You retired when you moved here. Did you forget that?
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
He can't retire.
Because this foundation.
Nobody else wants his job.
Yeah, I was going to say this foundation has been your baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, as you know, I came from St. Paul, Minnesota. I was on the Canine Foundation in St. Paul.
Right.
I never had a dog when I was a cop, but I got involved with dogs after I retired. Moved here and met the famous Doug Schuster,
uh-huh.
the sheriff, and he asked me if I'd start a foundation.
Oh, okay.
So with some people, great people, got together, and we got this thing off the ground. And we are a 501c3.
Right.
You know, and what's really exciting is I get to talk to Kiwanis.
Yes.
In November.
Yes.
I can go to your meeting.
You are.
But the other interesting thing is Kingman retired both of their dogs. They're not getting any more dogs.
Right.
Bullhead doesn't have a dog.
Correct.
The tribe doesn't have a dog. We're going to be the only canine unit in Mojave County.
Exactly.
And our guys are taking a lot of fentanyl off the highway, off the streets, I-15, I-40. Every week I get a phone call, we get another drug bust. So the other thing, too, I want to warn people, we got Halloween coming up. Watch out with that candy. They're making fentanyl look like candy.
Right.
So keep an eye on any kind of loose candy you have around. There shouldn't be any loose candy. I'm a little paranoid, but...
Sure. You know. Better to be paranoid than not.
Yeah.
Tell them about your trunk or treat in Kingman.
Well, the trunk or treat is called the Sheriff's Candy Crawl. And it's going to be on the 29th. We used to have it at the Sheriff's Department.
Right.
We outgrew it. We had 3,000 kids last year. So now they're moving it to the fairgrounds.
Okay.
And, you know, we expect just a ton of kids up there.
Okay.
But all that candy is pre-wrapped and put in bags by some of our dispatchers and
okay.
our canine people. So safety is number one.
Right. So, and giving that out is all safe.
It's all safe.
Okay. Right. Is that a fundraiser too?
No, it basically is the exposure and public relations for the Sheriff's Department.
Okay.
So
now, are you going to have a dog at Eva's Halloween hunt?
We're going to try. I want to try and get Henry down there with Tundra.
Okay.
So.
Which is the one the kids can pet.
The kids can pet.
Right.
Right.
Because yeah. a working dog usually wears a vest that says, working canine, do not touch.
Right. Yeah.
Because
right.
you might pet with fingers and draw back no fingers.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because they are trained, and if you want to keep all your fingers, obey the rules.
Well, actually, kids should not pet any dogs other than
well,
their own.
And that's true too.
Because we did have an incident at Swanty's a couple years ago, where you know they had the kids in costume and we had the dogs in costume.
Right.
And we should have had the. I wanted to have the dogs go first because and get them out of there. But there was a little mix-up. So it's very, very – I should warn the kids, don't be petting other people's dogs. Because even though they look friendly, they don't know you.
Right. And you never know.
See, I still ask permission. If I see a dog
yeah.
in a cart at Walmart,
yeah.
you know, I want to pet it.
Everybody
sure. wants to pet yeah. animals. And I always ask the owner if it's okay if I pet it. So I always get permission before
right.
I even touch that dog.
Yep. Well, and yesterday I walked the Laughlin Trail, and there's a lot of people out there walking their dogs. And if the dog starts to head my way, I say, can I pet him or her, you know?
Yeah.
And every Labrador I've ever seen, when they run into another person, they're convinced that person is there to see them.
Right.
You know, they are one of the friendliest animals out there.
Yeah, they are.
All right, we're just about out of time.
Do you have a dog?
Yeah, two of them. Give your phone number again, Eva.
Okay, my text only is 714-321-4700.
And John, give your number.
My cell number is 651-270-0920.
Okay. All right, thank you both very much. That's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Don't forget, tomorrow we have Bullhead City Police Department Corporal.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.